It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. He's got his snow hat on and, well, I guess it's just your regular hat.
My regular hat.
You'll have your snow hat on and your snow blower out in the next 24 hours, probably.
Next 48 hours.
48 hours, yep. We'll see.
We were just arguing about the...
The amount.
Yes.
National Weather Service says 2 to 4, and the Weather Channel says what?
4 to 8.
4 to 8. We'll go to 2 to 4. Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But if you're going to be driving wherever you're going, the ice is probably going to be a bigger problem than the snow.
Mm-hmm.
So it could get really slick out there. So you can go to 511mn.org.
Not and, nice weather coming.
Get your road reports there.
Yeah, and, but it's wintertime and it's expected.
It is. So yep. Getting close to Christmas, so a little wait for the Christmas season.
Yep.
Well, let's salute a veteran here, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Leslie Jerome Skalrud. This came at the request of his daughter, Sharon Weber. He was born on December 14th, 1922, here in Madison. Passed away on June 20th, 1990. He entered active duty on December 13th, 1943, in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. He was honorably discharged 2.5 years later on February 2nd, 1946, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a light machine gunner with the Company K of the 86th Infantry, part of the 10th Mountain Division, which I know they saw some action during World War II and all other conflicts since then. He was wounded in action on March 1945 and spent 7 months and 27 days of foreign service. Participated in the battles of the North Apennines and the Po Valley, which is in Italy. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Combat Infantryman's Badge. He was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle. He was an expert marksman with the M1 carbine. Earned the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart for being wounded in action, the Good Conduct Medal, the American Theater Service Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, one overseas service bar, and a lapel button. He's a hero in my book.
Sounds like it, yes.
Yeah. So we thank you, Leslie, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
And, of course, we just came through December 7th last week,
yep,
as we remembered Pearl Harbor and all of that. So a lot of tributes and things going on.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Sure, salute those vets that were involved in that conflict.
There's not many of them left.
Nope, getting down there.
Two at the ceremony at Pearl Harbor.
Yep. I know when I was out there a couple of years ago, three, 4 years ago, maybe there were probably about half a dozen of them sitting around doing some book signings and stuff. But
they'd be in their late 90s by now.
That's right, getting up there.
That happened 81 years ago.
That's right, long time ago.
Yes, very much.
Well, we're going to talk about life insurance a little bit, some new programs.
Yeah,
huh?
The VA will launch a new life insurance program in January, making life insurance available to more veterans than ever before. This press release came out on VA's website on December 1st. Starting January 1st of next year, the Department of Veterans Affairs will open enrollment for VA life insurance. First new VA life insurance program for veterans in more than 50 years, extending VA life access to millions of veterans. VA life will provide up to $40,000 of whole life insurance for all veterans age 80 or under, with service-connected disabilities rated from 0 to 100%. Acceptance in the program is guaranteed and no medical underwriting is required. It'll also allow veterans to complete their application online, receive instant decisions, and perform self-service functions, including electronic payments and beneficiary updates. According to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dennis McDonough, all veterans deserve to know that their families will have financial support when they pass away. VA Life is a critical step towards making that goal a reality, helping VA provide more life insurance to more veterans than ever before in our nation's history. VA Life will increase veteran access to life insurance in several ways. There's no time limit to apply. VA existing life insurance program for service-disabled veterans called SDVI, Service-Disabled Veterans Insurance, required most veterans to apply for insurance within 2 years of receiving a disability rating. VA Life has no such time constraint for veterans aged 80 and under. No health requirements to apply. Under SDVI, veterans had to be in good health except for service-connected conditions. VA Life has no medical evaluations tied to it. Veterans are eligible for more coverage than before. Under SDVI, most veterans could only receive up to $10,000 of coverage. Under VA Life, all veterans are eligible for up to $40,000 of coverage. VA Life premium rates are competitive with or better than similar coverage available in the private sector. And $40,000 of coverage is more coverage than other like products offered. The policy will build cash value after the first 2 years of coverage when the face value goes into effect. If a veteran passes away during this two-year waiting period, the named beneficiary will receive all premiums paid plus interest. Unlike SDVI, veterans will not be able to get a waiver for their premiums. VA currently serves nearly 6 million veterans, service members, and families with more than $1.2 trillion of insurance. Veterans currently enrolled in SDVI will have the option to keep their current coverage or switch to VA Life. These veterans can apply for VA Life at any time after January 1st, 2023. However, if they apply between January 1st, 2023 and December 31st, 2025, they can also retain coverage under SDVI during the two-year waiting period for VA Life death benefit to go into effect. Veterans will no longer be able to apply for SDVI after VA Life launches in January 1st, 2023. I think I've only known of two people in the 13 years I've been doing this that applied for this service-disabled veterans insurance. Hmm. It's not very popular.
Guess not.
And I've looked at the premium rates, and they are pretty high. So hopefully this VA Life program, which launches on January 1st, has better rates.
Anytime you're older, the older you get, the worse it gets.
Yep. However, eligible veterans still have the opportunity to apply for the program between now and December 31st, 2022. So if you want to apply for SDVI, go ahead. You got 19 more days to do that, if you so desire, or you can wait until January 1st for this VA Life program to come into effect.
All right. Very good. And, of course, you've got more information if they want it.
Yep. Yep, I can help people apply and talk a little bit more about that in my office. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. I noticed you cleaned up your little area here, but you left the magnet out.
I didn't leave it out for you.
I appreciate that.
I've cleaned out a working space for you there.
Yep, and the clown nose I see is still here.
So our reindeer nose, kind of a little band is stretched out. So
just a little bit stretched out.
Check the batteries here. There we go.
There you go.
It's working.
Rudolph or Bozo or whatever. You can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. It's going to be snowy here in a
little
bit. It's
going to be a really snowy level, probably, yep.
Yep. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. And I want to put in a plug again for that. I was telling you last week about the movie at the Grand called Devotion.
Yes.
Some of us people saw it this weekend, said it was really good. It got some good reviews. It's about based on a true story of two Korean War pilots. There's a lot of
naval
action
aviators.
Stuff in there, and naval aviators. Yes.
There's a difference between Navy pilots and naval aviators.
Aviators, then, yes. And they were...
In the Navy, when they say pilot, a pilot is somebody who drives the... who steers
the
ship. Yep.
Well, these are aviators, then.
Yep,
yes.
Aviators.
And there's a lot of action in there, I see, and a good drama. So
it's on my list to watch.
So. All right. That's 7 o'clock tonight, and then that'll be held over again... this next weekend.
Yep. So. I also want to put in a plug for the Bellingham American Legion is holding their smorgasbord on Saturday.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep. Plus, they're doing a meat raffle. So.
Okay.
I'm commander of the Bellingham Post, so thought I'd mention that.
Very good. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Stay safe and warm during the storm.
I'll try.
Josh Bettinga, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.